Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We'll do our own personal gift exchange later on, so there'll be... You know what that is? Fireworks.
Ooh.
Oh. Good and bad fireworks. But let's do our favorite news this morning. You open up the internet like a newspaper. What news story brought you here, Eddie?
I've always thought, like, when I die, what are you going to do? Do I want to be buried, cremated, throw me in the ocean, whatever? But there's a company in Houston that I saw that can take your remains to space for $3,000. And for the next couple weeks, they're taking JFK's hair, George Washington's hair, Dwight Eisenhower's hair.
I feel like I'm paying $3,000 and my stuff ain't going anywhere. They're just like throwing in the trash and collecting my money.
You got to have a live feed, right, of the thing going up and dropping something.
The thing. Something. And also, I don't want to pay $3,000 for that.
No.
You don't? How much is a plot in the cemetery?
I mean, it can be expensive.
When I die, roll me up and smoke me.
Coffins are expensive.
Roll me up and smoke me.
When I die. Yeah.
So that's $3,000 to go up into space?
Oh, well, I mean, it says like at least $3,000, you know, could be more.
So if it's like only two people, it's probably like $500,000.
Maybe.
But the more, it's like a Ponzi, or it's like one of those pyramid schemes. The more people you can get in, the less
there
it is.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Eddie. Lunchbox, what you got?
Usually I bring you stories about hot chicks, but not today, guys. We're talking lottery. The guy that won $2 billion, yeah. Edwin Castro, before he came out and revealed who he was, he scrubbed his social media, and then he took his friends on a getaway to Fiji, and they partied and celebrated his big win before it was known to the world. That's what I'm talking about. He said, guys, you guys have been with me. I am now rich. Let's go. And he took like six friends down to Fiji, and they just partied it up.
Would you have scrubbed your social media?
No. Why did he scrub his social media? That makes no sense.
I would say probably so people don't go and find out stuff about him and then use it to go like, I'm your cousin. I know this about you. Less information people have, more they can use against you.
Oh.
That's a good point.
Or the less they can use against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool that he wanted to celebrate and he wanted to do it in style with his friends.
In so style, man.
He flew him down to Fiji and said,
we
man, I got
style.
$2 billion. I can't go broke.
Would you do that with us?
I'd take my good friends.
Like, so us?
So all of us?
Nah, all you guys.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough. All right, Amy?
Well, so there's a mom that made the news because she's charging her family, relatives, guests, anybody that's coming to her Christmas dinner, she's charging them.
Respect.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I don't like it or not like it, but at least she has a boundary and she's letting everybody know how she feels and what she needs.
She says here, quote, "It's not cheap feeding people and it also takes a lot of time to put together a nice meal. The fee includes a complete dinner with turkey and all the trimmings along with one glass of champagne. Any additional alcohol consumed will be BYOB.
I think I'd be a little bit annoyed, but I would appreciate the directness and honestness of the approach, not somebody being resentful towards me without letting me know why.
Then don't volunteer to host.
I don't know if she's volunteered or if they're like, this is the only place we can have it. I don't know that part of the story.
Goodness.
Don't have the party.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I heard that too. Then don't have the party.
And don't go if you're going to pay. I'm not going.
You don't have to. Nobody's forcing you to do anything.
You know what?
Like if I just
appreciate somebody being direct, even if I don't really, if it's not comfortable for me, I still like the directness of any approach.
I think what this story does, and while I wouldn't do this either, but it brings awareness to the money and time that is going into a meal like that. So if you are going to be a guest in someone's home, see what you can contribute.
Leave a couple dollars on the plant. That's what I do. Every house I go to, I leave dollars on the plant.
You know, money-wise, but how can you, like, help? Can you go to the store and pick up some stuff so they're not having to buy it all?
Or clean up. Help clean up a little.
No.
Bring a thank you gift or something.
I had a job washing dishes. I hate washing dishes.
You're done doing that?
I have trauma. I have dish trauma.
Oh. I think you make that up so you won't do the dishes.
That's not a thing.
You
know what, trauma?
I do too. That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
I got dish trauma.
I used to wash dishes for a job. It was disgusting. Okay. I have dish trauma. I refuse to wash dishes anymore. It takes me back to a dark place.
That's so good, dude.
Don't steal my dish trauma. That is so good.
Misuse of
don't steal dish trauma. It's mine. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
A British food artist has created the world's most expensive gingerbread house worth $7.9 million.
Excuse me?
It's decorated with diamonds. Debbie Wingham, 41, made the Dolce & Gabbana-inspired gingerbread creation from 33 pounds of flour and 38 pounds of sugar.
Wow.
The designer and food artist spent 2 weeks crafting this house, which features rice paper mannequins, clothes, edible wallpaper, and 4 diamonds inside. It's 3 feet tall, 2.5 feet wide, and it looks like the Dolce & Gabbana store in Spain.
Sounds kind of like a waste.
The sweet confection displays a loose pink diamond worth $3.9 million and 3 individual pink diamonds worth $1.25 million. Somebody accidentally eat that.
I know, you can't eat that.
Then you got to wait for him to pass it. The couple are now designing a ring and a matching earring set using the diamonds, and they will sell them after this house happens.
They take it apart and wash them and then use them.
What if you bought the earrings that were in cake, though?
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you. All right, that's your news. We got a big show today. We're doing our gift exchange, which will be super fun. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Last weekend, I was part of a killer bachelor party that ended up going into overtime. The limo driver had been booked for 3 hours, but the other guys wanted to keep the festivities moving along, and they asked him to drive a little bit longer. He agreed for an additional $250. The party commenced. Here's the problem. I'm the only one that wasn't hammered. I ended up paying the extra cash to the driver. Now all the other guys are playing dumb and acting like they have no clue what I'm talking about, and now I'm out $250. I could consider it a wedding gift, but I also think it's a jerk thing for these guys to do to me. How do you propose I get some of this cash back? Signed, Bachelor Party Pooper. Lunchbox, what would you do here?
Look, man, you're at a bachelor party, things happen, but you can just hit them up and be like, guys, you know we stayed in the limo till this time. You have pictures, say, I paid. Just give me the money. Or you're out the money. You had fun at the bachelor party. Did you have fun doing it? Just think of it as a life lesson. You had a party. You had a memory. You created it. It cost you $250. Who cares?
That's expensive.
Well, if everybody said they were jumping in, though, it shouldn't have costed you $250.
I understand. It shouldn't have, but it did. It's one of those things. It's like you're at the bar like, oh, get around. You get the next round. Then the person's too drunk to buy the next round. Ah, guess what? You didn't get your round paid for. It happens. I mean, things like this go down all the time. They're still your boys. They're still your friends. Sometime in life, you're going to get together with them, and they're going to pay for something, and you're not going to have to pay for it. And you just say, you know what? Let's pay back for when I didn't get money back for the limo.
So you wait and let them pay for something, and then personally don't pay them back?
Right.
Yeah, I kind of have piggyback on that idea.
Yeah.
Like, let's do a dinner. Right? You start the whole thing. Guys, I had so much fun at the bachelor party. Let's go to dinner. Boom. You go. You order the steak. You order a bottle of wine. You go to town. And when it comes for time to pay for it, you go, oh, no. Remember, guys? I got the limo.
Don't just slip out.
I'm good. I'm done.
Or, oh, I forgot my wallet. I'll get you back.
That's it.
Boom.
And there you go. You just got paid back.
It's easy.
But I feel like you made a point to spend a bunch of money you didn't have to spend by doing the dinner thing.
Right, you're not getting the money back. You've wasted it on like this food you probably wouldn't drink. You wouldn't have had it
anyway.
Yeah, that's a good
like
point.
Probably wants the cash.
Yeah, probably it's like for paying bills and
but
stuff.
But that's crazy that you wouldn't get the cash from guys like your buddies. Like,
I know.
It's just crazy that they wouldn't
maybe
pay for
they
that.
Were so, maybe they're not playing dumb. Maybe they were so intoxicated they don't remember exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Amy, I know.
What would you do?
I would talk to them about it, and I would ask for it. And I know that they're playing dumb, but be like, hey, this is the situation. This is how it went down. Obviously, here's the bill. I was sober. I didn't make this decision. Look at all the fun y'all got to have. Can we make things right?
But that, I feel like he's already done that, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. What would you do, Bones? I guess you have to eat it.
You probably are going to have to eat it. I'd Venmo request it.
In the form of a steak dinner and wine, you know what I'm saying?
I'd Venmo request it. And then when they didn't give it to me, I never talked to them again.
What?
Oh, wow. That's it? End of relationship.
That's it.
These must be close friends, though.
Exactly. That's why it's even harder for me to do. But you know what? I stand on business.
I mean, also, you just have to know, like, can't ever trust them when it comes to a money thing.
Yep.
Tell their wives. Hey, tell their wives what they did at the bachelor party. If they're giving you money.
Blackmail.
No, that's good.
No, it's not.
If you want to play,
do you remember this part of the party?
Let's play. If you want to play, let's play.
Okay.
Remember the donkey show? Well, your wife's about to.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Whoa, yeah, that can work.
Here's the money.
Yes, exactly. And with interest. That's right. Good luck with that. You're probably not getting it back, though. Sorry, buddy. All right. There you go. Close it out.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, we have the Yuletide Carolers back in studio. Abby is a member of this group. They're dressed in their Victorian apparel, 1800s, it looks like. Like if somebody was out going, paper, get your news, that would be a newsie. That wouldn't be them, but they kind of remind me of each other. Because it's like old school. And they sing songs. And so they're going to do the song that Abby has a solo in.
Uh-huh.
What is
one line. One the beginning. Line. Yep. Okay. Here comes Santa Claus.
Okay, here she is. This is the Yuletide Carolers featuring our very own Abby, everybody. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen and Vixen and all their reindeer pulling on the rain.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
He's got a bag that's filled with toys for toys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells, jingle, jingle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus comes tonight.
Ho, ho, ho.
Nice job. I can see, because we've done this, we've had them here a couple years, and Amy gets really jealous she can't sing one. I can tell by her face.
What?
Oh, really?
Last time Lunchbox got to sing a little something. Do you have a good generic one that Amy can hop in on and just follow her soul on?
Oh, I promise.
You know you want to.
Come
you
on,
know
Amy.
You want to.
Don't be shy.
What do you have, got? What's a good old generic one that Amy can do? Oh,
that's
wow.
Good. That's generic. That's a good one.
Do you have a space for an Amy solo in there?
No.
Oh.
Yes. Guys.
Have you heard our 12 Days of Christmas?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a jam. It's a jam.
Yeah, go listen to Amy. Okay, are you ready to go, guys?
Do, sure. Do, okay. Do, do.
They're starting?
I don't know, Amy.
Okay.
Follow.
One, two, three. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Do, 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 do. Loving all the way. Ha, ha, ha. Bells on bobtails ring. Making spirits bright. Fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now the ground is white, go it while we're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the slam song. Just get a bottleneck, do 44 speed, and hit you to an open flame. Crack, you'll take the lead.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Whoa.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A one-horse open sleigh.
Do you know Feliz Navidad?
Yeah, we do.
Let's go!
One, two, one.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Oh, you guys.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. You a Merry
Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Actually needs to be in the group.
Only for the Spanish songs.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That
was good.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Bobby, we know that you are sad.
I don't even know any more songs.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I'm just saying. I mean,
I don't even know any more Christmas songs.
Hey, what about White Christmas? You know that one?
We have that one. We have it. It's really pretty.
I got a sinus infection.
Come on, Bobby.
Okay, man. Come on.
That's fun for me.
You can sing through it.
Yeah, this is fun for us.
Show must go on.
Give me something fun.
White Christmas?
That's not that fun.
Okay.
that makes me
sick. Santa Claus coming to town.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list.
Checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's coming to town. Oh, yes, he sees you when you're sleeping. Yeah.
He knows when you're awake. He does. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Ho, ho, ho. Better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
All right. Well, that was a lot more fun than I was expecting. And I always expect a lot of fun. It was fun. Thank you guys again for coming by. There they are, the Yuletide Carolers. Thank you. And Abby, great job.
Thank you.
And we can't wait till next year. Woo! It's the only reason I like Christmas, these guys. All right, there it is. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
From your friends at the Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Guys, Santa Claus is amazing. He is awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
So for the eighth year in a row, Santa has been going to Bass Pro Shop in Springfield, Missouri, and he sign languages.
Oh, he knows ASL.
So he invites kids that are deaf or hard of hearing, and they come, and they can actually give them their Christmas wish, and Santa knows what they're saying. They do sign language to each other, which you think about. I mean, sometimes Santa, he goes to the mall, and he doesn't know sign language.
Yeah.
And if you can't hear or you're deaf, you're like, well, Santa's not going to understand what I'm trying to say. So this is awesome. They've been doing it for 8 years. Thanks to Bass Pro Shop and Santa for coming, spending time there, and then heading back to the North Pole because he's got a busy season.
It's crazy how you can get to these malls and then at the busiest time of the year.
Unbelievable.
He should do like mall visits in April just so he could focus all December.
No, they can't. They can't. They're making toys in April.
Well, in April, you don't know what is on your list. Your list changes week it changes.
He's an old guy. It's not like he can just...
Sure.
But also, depending on location, it's like, what language does he know? Mm-hmm. You know?
That's true.
It's cool.
All kinds of languages.
Shout out Santa. Shout out Johnny Morris. Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's almost here. The Knicks anniversary sale starts this Thursday, May 9th at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. So, mark your calendar this Thursday, May 9th, for the Knix anniversary sale. Get 30% off all leak-proof underwear, shapewear, activewear, and more. It only happens once a year at knix.com. That's knix.com. Don't miss this.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this. And you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva. Because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it. And it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck. And it looks like it took like a million hours to make. Then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for everyone's favorite game. It's easy trivia. The category's 90s country hits. Our champion's Lunchbox. You go first.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, who sings Boot Scootin' Boogie?
You can't go out here, right?
You can't lose first round.
Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, music's his weakness. That's correct, though. Eddie, who sings Chattahoochee?
That is Alan Jackson.
Morgan, who sings Any Man of Mine?
Shania Twain.
Amy, who sings She Thinks My Tractor Sexy?
She Thinks My Tractor Sexy. Oh, man. It's either... God, I can't hear the voice. No. Is that Jason Aldean?
No. He sings Big Green Tractor. Kenny Chesney.
Okay, I knew it was a tractor song, and I knew it couldn't go out, so I didn't want to spend too much time.
Well, you did spend a lot of time just holding us up.
Yeah, I didn't mean to spend time either.
All right, here we go. The category is Pixar movies. It is easy trivia. Eddie's in the lead with two wins. You're playing a five. Two, then everybody else has one win. Lunchbox, what's the name of the blue fish with short-term memory loss in Finding Nemo, voiced by Ellen DeGeneres?
Boy.
What's the name of the blue fish?
Oh, it's not. I'm not telling you that.
What's the name of the blue fish with short-term memory loss in Finding Nemo that's voiced by Ellen DeGeneres?
I'm going to just take. Dang. That's Dora the Explorer. I'm going to go with
Dora the Explorer?
No, I'm saying that's not it.
That's the rhyme, right? Dora the Explorer?
No, it's no, it's not.
No?
Go ahead.
Dory.
Correct.
Oh!
Well, who's Nemo?
Nemo's the clown.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you said
I've never seen it.
In Finding Nemo, I'm
going,
have
to watch that movie.
Oh. Eddie, Lightning McQueen is the main character in what Pixar movie?
Cars.
Okay. Mike Wazowski is the main character in which movie?
Monsters, Inc.
Correct.
Oh.
Who is the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story 1, released in 1995?
Tom Hanks. Oh, shoot.
Incorrect.
Woody. You've been booed.
Who is
it?
Tim
Allen.
Oh.
Wow.
I know, I tried to go too fast in that one.
Amy, a little rough on the
you guys.
Depth of question there. I'm saying me and you, you know.
Yeah, you and Amy, man. Rough start.
But he got his right. She
no, I'm saying we got.
I know, I should have taken.
Difficult ones.
Should have taken my time.
Hard.
Okay, no. The next category is around the world.
Okay.
Three people remain. Lunchbox, what's the name of the tallest mountain in the world?
Bet Dora the Explorer has been on it.
Mm-hmm. Explorer.
Man. There's a lot of mountains in that world, man. Kilimanjaro. I have no idea.
You've been booed.
Everest?
Yeah.
Champ's gone.
Well, if one of you get it, champ's gone.
Like you were going to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro, right?
Yeah. That was your goal. You weren't going to climb that tall, not never.
I don't even know where Mount Everest is.
What's the name of the longest river in the world, Eddie?
This keeps coming. This question
just keeps... like, is it the end of the year and we're just like...
It's like always, every time this question is asked, it's
this
Amazon.
Been asked before.
Yeah, Amazon or the Nile, right? Like, I don't know, man.
What's the name of the longest river in the world?
I'm going to go with the Amazon.
Incorrect.
You've been booed.
Wow.
This is so dumb.
We're dumb.
Are we dumb?
Well, yes.
Morgan, no, I know. If you get this, you win.
Okay.
If you miss it, you'll three go to sudden death.
Cool.
Whoa, sudden death already?
Hey, you've all missed it, man. What's the name of the smallest ocean in the world, Morgan?
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
We're good.
What's that, Eddie?
No, I just said we're back in, I think. We're back in.
She'll
we're
get
back
it.
In.
That's tough. You don't think she's
going to
get
she's not going to get this.
Well, there's... I mean, my best guess is the Arctic Ocean. I don't... Is that considered an ocean, though? Arctic Ocean.
Correct.
I knew she'd get it.
She showed you.
Sure did.
Eddie, what's the longest river in the world?
It's Nile.
Lunchbox, what's the tallest mountain in the world?
Everest.
Amy, who voiced Buzz Lightyear?
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
We learned something today.
You guys are just fired out of cannon. Like, Morgan, nice job, though.
Thank you.
That was good. Morgan has 2 points now. She is in the lead with Eddie to win the championship.
Wow.
And that was the quickest, easiest trivia game we've ever played.
Yeah.
Jose in Fresno, California left us this voicemail.
Calling to let Lunchbox know. Really appreciate him constantly talking about the lottery. I hardly ever spend my money on that. But I did recently buy a $5 scratcher and I won $500. So my kids get a little extra Christmas presents this year. So shout out to Lunchbox. Appreciate you.
How does that make you feel? Like, do you appreciate him appreciating you, or are you just irritated?
Yeah, I mean...
Because you look irritated.
I'm irritated, but I'm also glad he appreciates me. But when he gives those presents to his kids, he should say from Lunchbox.
Yeah, from Santa Box.
Okay.
Because without me, those kids wouldn't get those presents.
Yeah. Here is another voicemail.
Hi, I have a morning corny for Amy. What did one snowman say to the other snowman? Hey, do you smell carrots? Thanks.
That guy should read books.
Yeah. He's got a good voice.
And hey. Just like a calming, hey.
Yeah.
The joke's funny, but I was lost in a bewilderment of his voice. Like, I should be an audiobook guy.
Do you smell carrots?
I do.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, saying no to Christmas parties is actually good for your health.
It's easy for me then. I'm going to be a lot healthier. No, thank you. Why? What kind of parties?
I mean, it's like holiday parties. If you've been invited and you're like, oh, you're agonizing, like, oh, I don't want them to be upset. I should probably go.
We did that this week. We got invited to Jake Owen, who's a really good close friend of ours. He had one on Tuesday night, but my sinus and my tooth was killing me. And so I felt guilty for not going and fighting through the pain, but also my tooth. If a tooth or an ear or like a back hurts, it's all you can focus on.
Yeah.
And so I did feel bad. And I think my wife wanted to go, so I'm sorry.
Well, most Americans...
You're healthier now, though.
Okay.
Most people accept an invitation to an event that they don't really want to go to, but they think it seems rude to say no. And hosts usually don't mind as much as we think. So if it's better for you to stay home, then opt for that. And that's how it's a win for your mental health.
Jake blocked me on Instagram. I didn't show up.
He's so upset.
He did not.
Yeah, trust me. I'm no addition to a party. Okay, what else?
Okay, so this is something cool for parents. It's called the Give List. So your kids are probably creating their wish lists for all the things that they want under the tree. But you can also... require that they also do a give
That's
list,
cool.
which will help them think of things that they would like to give to others, whether it's what gifts are they going to pass out
to like family, friends, whatever? Or what are they going to look in their closet to donate and give to someone else?
Like, I'll take your wish list, but you give me your give list.
I like that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I thought that was actually really good. Google released its top trends of 2023. And this is the stuff that was searched up when it comes to songs. Like, the number one searched up song is Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town.
Just because of the controversy that it had.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, it wasn't Googled because they were like, I really felt that, man.
Right.
I mean, that's a deep song.
No, it was a big controversy,
yeah.
Right. And then the top song that was hummed.
Oh.
So Google has a hum.
Because you hum into your button trying to figure out the song.
Right.
Yeah.
And the number one hummed song people were searching
for. Hold on, don't tell me. Show it to me. Let me hum it and see if these guys can get
okay.
it.
Go for it.
You want me to hum it?
No, God, no.
No.
I play the humming game with my son.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see if I get it right.
White Stripes.
Oh, Seven Nation Army.
I wonder why, though, this year.
I feel like this just lives on with, like, games. I hear, like, football games a lot.
Definitely. It's always a song I tell people to listen to before they go into a big moment.
That too.
It rocks your face off and also calms you down. I don't know how it does both, but let's go, baby. Let's party.
Oh, do you know this song by Steven Sanchez called Until I Found You?
Hum it.
Yeah. Okay. It's been out for a little bit, though, huh? No, I wouldn't know. I'm not going to know from that.
Keep going, Amy.
No, my daughter was listening to it, and I thought, this is how embarrassed I was. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. My six-year-old daughter's into oldies. Yeah. So I was trying to search up what song she's listening to from way back in the day.
He looks old, too. He looks like a greasy Elvis.
But it's a current song. And
it came out in 2022. We listened to it for a while.
Yeah.
You have your daughter, I have my wife. So
yes, basically.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, most searched movie was Barbie.
We're not the same age. I'm just saying we both are influenced by somebody younger than us.
Right. Go ahead. The most searched movie was Barbie, and the most searched TV show was The Last of Us.
All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Colin McConnell lives in Detroit, and he lives in a duplex, and he noticed his neighbor, Donald, who's a father of three, been kind of looking tired, worn out. He's like, puts his arm around him and says, Donald, man, you okay? You look tired. And he goes, man, I got three kids, and their mom just passed away, and it's hard to make ends meet. And he noticed the kids don't have, like, winter clothes. So Colin's like, I got to do something. He goes, Donald, I want to help you out. Is it okay if I make an Amazon wish list for your kids and put it on TikTok and see if I can get them some clothes? And he's like, do it. And Colin's thinking, maybe he'll get a jacket for each kid. He woke up the next morning, hundreds of boxes on his front doorstep for things for the kids.
Wow. That's really
hundreds.
Cool. That's crazy.
And so the kids now have clothes, and he said he's just overwhelmed by all the support. And he said with all the extra clothing, they're going to have a garage sale and raise money for themselves.
I mean,
that's not true. That's what I would do, but they're going to donate the extras to nonprofit.
Just trick us?
Why did you do that? Because I was about to. Okay. Yeah.
Because they got.
I was even okay with that. I was like, good for
me
them.
Too.
Good. I was going to thank the people on TikTok who bought the person their gift or their item from the wish list.
Yeah. So they made a wish list, got hundreds of boxes, and whatever they're not going to use, they're going to donate to a nonprofit.
Trick us on these. This is the one space I feel safe.
Right, man.
Not to
tell
get
me
tricked,
something
tell
good.
Me good.
No, Eddie,
not
you did the same thing.
What I trick?
You said, he got tickets to go see the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl.
That's a stupid bit, too.
They just take liberty with them.
Thank you. That's a good story. Thank you to everybody. That's awesome. You put it on TikTok. People helped.
All right.
Social media is good sometimes.
Hey, guys, will you make a wish list for me and put it on TikTok?
No. Yeah, we'll make it personally. I wish you wouldn't fart as much.
No, that's
in
not.
In the studio.
You can't get that off of Amazon.
Okay. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Let's go over to Alicia in North Dakota. What's going on, Alicia?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing pretty good.
Morning. So I had to tell me something good really quick that happened to my mom.
Love it.
She was at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester to get her follow-up cancer treatments there. And my stepdad had a bank envelope that had $1,500 in cash. And somehow he dropped it. Well, the people that found it, they looked at the bank receipt that was in it, called the bank. Now they're out of state, so they had to call the out of state bank, track down who it belonged to, and met my stepdad and gave them the money back.
Amazing.
Wow, that's awesome.
My stepdad tried to give them money to thank them, and they wouldn't take the money.
Good people out there, man.
Just cash. They easily could have got away with cash.
Yeah.
No track back. That's a great story.
$1,500.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. Great. That's a great story.
Yeah.
That's a membership bounce. That dude must be doing some good stuff. Got the membership bounce.
Yeah, you got it, but you...
You know what? Don't ruin it. Don't.
You got to take a couple hundred.
If you have $1,500, you got to be more careful with it, man.
Well,
obviously.
That's true.
Wants to lose that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you got to teach people how to be responsible.
Teach.
Yeah, and so it's a life teaching moment. They aren't good with their money, so you keep it and let them have that life lesson. It's like, you know what? When I have things that are important
to me,
they
probably got the lesson anyway.
I need to keep it closer to my vest.
Hey, Mr. Potter.
Yeah, thank you, Amy.
I don't know.
It's a wonderful
life.
It's
a wonderful life. You got to watch it to understand that.
Got it.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
You might have.
Why not? You spoiled
it. No, I did it. No,
let's go over now and get in the morning corny. Let's go.
The morning corny.
What do you call Santa when he takes a break?
What?
Santa pause.
That was the morning corny.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Now remember this joy we feel because
it's about to turn.
No, in a couple segments we still want to have this joy, okay?
Okay.
This is a bit. We're fun. Everybody drew a person. The category's S. Raymundo's sitting in a hot seat right now because Ray, you'll open your first gift.
Yeah!
So Eddie drew Raymundo.
Yeah.
And so Raymundo, what do you have in your hand there?
It is an envelope. It says Merry Christmas, Ray. I guess he refuses to call me Raymundo.
I will not call him Raymundo.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
And then we're not doing that. We're not talking about what it might be. We're just only letting him open it. All right. Go ahead.
God.
All right. I'm starting to open it up. It looks like there's a card in there. There is a card in there.
I start with S, remember.
It says, all I want for Christmas is for you to get what you want. Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome, Ray.
Here's a Christmas. Merry Christmas. And it is a Cowboys Super Bowl winner bet. $100. If they win the Super Bowl, I will win $850.
Yeah!
That's pretty cool. It's a future.
Wow.
It's a future Cowboys future bet. That's a pretty good one.
That's pretty good, boys.
And then what? Where's the S?
It's a sports betting
sports
slip.
Betting slip.
Or Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Or the Super Bowl winner.
Right, that's a good bet.
It's good. One small caveat. They don't win the Super Bowl.
Wait. I thought about that, Ray. If you don't want the bet, you can cash it out or hedge.
Dude, I just keep the bet.
I love the return, so I'm definitely going to let it ride the whole time.
Let's go, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Ray.
Merry Christmas. Ray knew a week ago, he goes, I think I know what Eddie's getting me. He's getting me a Super Bowl ticket.
Well, there was some, you know, planning along with it. Like,
what kind of planning did you need for that?
Yeah. Where do I place the bet? Do I do it in his account? Do I do it in my account? What if I win and I have to give him the money? It's a lot of stuff.
Okay, next up, Raymundo, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
All right, next up, Eddie, you're going to the hot seat.
Okay.
Eddie's walking over to the chair, which we have Christmas lights all strung on the chair. And Eddie will be getting his gift from Mike D, head writer of the Bobby Bone Show.
Oh, what if it's a Super Bowl bet?
Mike D has a big snowman box. Eddie, can't wait to hear this thing open live and in person. Ooh. All right, you're over the hot seat, buddy.
Ah, Merry Christmas, guys.
Describe the box.
It's kind of like a little bigger than a shoebox, I would say. Shaped like a shoebox. And I'm shaking it, and it feels like it's clothing.
Okay.
Okay? Kind of what I think. All right, here we go. Let's open it up. Thank you, Mike, by the way. Thank you, man.
You don't know what it is yet.
Oh, okay. There's a box that says Deckers brand. I don't know what Deckers is. I know what Dockers are. Maybe they're Dockers.
Wow, they misspelled it on the box.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, I'm opening
shoes.
The box here. I do like... Oh, Mikey! He got me a Cowboys jacket.
Where's the S?
Where's the S?
Is it starter?
If you look on the tag, it is a satin Cowboys jacket.
Let's go!
Mike, that's awesome.
That's a good jacket.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Dallas Cowboys. Dang, that's a good
jacket.
Thank
you. I love this one.
That's good.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
That was it?
One gift. What do you mean? That's awesome.
What's wrong with this?
I just didn't know if there was more than that. But that's a big
box. No, that's it. That's it.
All right.
I like it. Thanks, Mike.
Why are you hating?
No, I wasn't hating. I just asked.
You said that's it. That's a hating.
No, that's
I've heard
awesome.
Of Hayden. That's a Hayden.
Okay.
That's an awesome gift.
I didn't think it was Hayden. I was just asking because there was a
that's
big
it in that tone. Mike D, hot seat.
Eddie, you yeah. just left your trash there, man.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll get it in there. Christmas, man. Okay. Dad will clean it up later.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I thought it'd been fun having a dad growing up.
I mean, dude, that...
Was it awesome?
Okay.
That's pretty fun, man. Yeah, I'll tell you.
It was. Okay. Mike D is in the hot seat. Abby's bringing his gift in. All right, Mikey, describe it
Thank
from here.
Thank you. We have a big snowman bag.
Mm-hmm.
Some wrapping paper in here. Let's see what's inside. Feels like a box.
Oh, we love a box.
Box inside the bag.
We love a box in a bag.
So inside the box is...
There's three
have,
gifts, by the way.
Killing these gifts.
Oh, she said three.
Looks like a speaker.
Speaker.
Vintage audio speaker.
Okay. You're like an old...
S for speaker.
Old. It looks like an old 1950 speaker.
That is cool.
Okay.
Here we have something else. It looks like a sweater.
Yeah, a sweatshirt. It's a Stratus sweatshirt. What thank is, you to his wife.
Okay.
That's oh, what it's called.
Stratus, one of your favorites.
Like, I'm wearing it now. Exactly
I mean, it might be the same shirt he has on
Let's
right
go.
Now.
Do you
can't have too many. The other.
Can't have too many, Zuckerberg. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Missing one?
Well, right. Yeah, there. It was small. It's like taped on the tissue paper somewhere.
Oh, my
dang, God. I knew it would get lost.
Sapphire? What is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. It must be a Oh, it's a card.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Secret card taped. And it is a Starbucks gift card.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Wow. Nice job, Abby.
That's cool, Abby.
Yeah.
A good set of gifts, Abby.
Thank you.
All right, next
So is that
up.
Like a Bluetooth speaker? Is that what that is? Or is it like...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't know if it...
Do you know what that is? Bluetooth?
Do you know how to do that?
No, I really don't know
right,
how to do it.
All right, next up. Amy, you're on the hot seat.
I am?
Yeah, and Raymundo's going to bring you your gift. Okay, we have this big white chair on the stage. Amy's sitting in.
With lights everywhere.
Christmas
I love
lights
the Christmas
all over
lights.
It. There's a microphone there.
Okay.
I love this time of year.
Mm. Raymundo's walking in the room. All right, go ahead, Amy.
Thank you.
Oh,
all right.
Well, Amy, you got to describe it. Like,
yeah, Amy, what is it?
It's a little reindeer wrapping paper. Very cute. I actually really like the wrapping paper a lot. And it's not a plain box. It's a Christmas box. Cute. I just put a bow on that. Suffice. Oh! Christmas everywhere. Christmas tissue paper. What? Oh, wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Hey.
What is it?
What is it?
How does this start with an S?
Hold on. Well, you got to talk to us. We're here.
Okay.
Hold it up.
All right. I know the symbol. It's escape. Day Spa. It's
spa.
A spa here. In
S.
Oh, spa.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Amy,
you can get that? You can put that together?
Well, okay.
There's just something going on with our brain, guys.
No. To be fair, it's called...
Spa.
I escape day spa.
Spa.
I get it. I get it now. Wow. So wait, this is just like
there's a gift card in there.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
You're welcome.
How much?
Like how nice?
How much?
Bro, like nice.
Like how much?
Like I have more than 100.
Yes.
Like 200.
Less than 1,000.
That is for me to know. It's nice. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, nice job, Ray Mundo. Wow.
That must
Come
have hurt
on.
The bank a little bit.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Spa, yeah. Okay, wow. There's one more. Morgan, you got to go to the hot seat, and I have a gift for Morgan.
The lights are broken. Amy stepped on the lights.
One light went out, now the whole room.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that is. That's not it. That's empty, isn't it?
No, that's from the gift exchange with Alyssa.
Oh, that's from the gift exchange. No, you're in the seat. I have your gift over here. Why you guys staring at me?
What is
wow.
it? What
you
is
need help? It? I mean, if it fits in this room, it's
it feels
just,
like Christmas Day.
Yeah, because you're going to get something
that does it have a motor in it?
It's like taking him a lot of effort to pick this up.
I know.
Hold on.
Wow.
Why are you struggling?
What?
Is it heavy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I'm walking over.
He is shoving it in his shirt.
Don't worry about it right
now. It's under his shirt.
Interesting.
What in the world?
Interesting.
What are you doing?
Okay. Wait.
It's not a funny joke, dude.
HR. Okay, I'm holding it close to the vest. My eyes are closed.
What did Mike say?
He goes, HR, because you had your shirt up.
That's weird, dude.
You're about to put your shirt over your head.
Oh, I don't want anybody to see it.
It was a little sus.
Can I open my eyes?
So... you can now open your eyes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Take the. So,
did
what?
Did you wrap it?
Yeah, with a bow.
Bones, is that a 40?
What?
Oh.
It's a sack. It's a sack.
What
is
y'all.
Whoa.
MD.
It's a sack of stacks.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Wow. Oh my
god.
It's a sack of stacks.
Remember when we referenced this and Bobby got mad at us and that's exactly what he did?
Is that real?
Are those all hundreds?
That's not real.
No. I don't know how, like, Oh my, there's more still. I didn't even get it all out.
They're only ones?
There's more. Well, dude, she pulled out another stack. How many stacks is in there?
There's stacks of cash.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Oh, singles.
Whatever it is.
Amy, singles. Morgan, you're going to have to like go to the bank and put those in hundreds or something. Because
I know where somewhere else you can go to use those.
Well, the thing is, when I was getting them, I felt a little weird.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, I need stacks of ones. And you know where they thought I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Not to church.
There is a little like cowboy thing here, you know, I could go to.
What cowboy
what?
Thing?
There's like a cowboy
Amy,
for
ladies.
Like
cowboys, Amy, relax.
Cowboys down under or something.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
Hilarious.
Morgan, Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Lunchbox, you
wait.
Jealous?
I don't know. It's single. But...
What do you normally do? Is that what you do?
Yeah. Doing what you can does. Tell she doesn't know. She's
it's
not
singles.
Using the cash.
All right, there you go. Okay.
Bobby.
We will. Merry Christmas. We will come back.
That's nice, man.
And that's real nice. I mean, look at that, dude.
Wow.
We will come back, and we will do the other round. We have Amy for me, Morgan for Scuba, Scuba for Lunchbox, and Lunchbox for Abby is the final one, I'm being told.
Okay.
Closing out the show. All right, Merry Christmas, everybody. Our next segment coming up.
Happy holidays from Bobby and the Bobby Bone Show.
It's almost here. The Knicks anniversary sale starts this Thursday, May 9th at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. So, mark your calendar this Thursday, May 9th, for the Knix anniversary sale. Get 30% off all leak-proof underwear, shapewear, activewear, and more. It only happens once a year at knix.com. That's knix.com. Don't miss this.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. It's time to give away some more gifts.
Yeah.
In a minute ago, we did the first part of the show. I will say, you guys are great.
Thank you.
You're great with these gifts. So Eddie got Raymundo a Dallas Cowboys future bet, which
you bet $100 on the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, and if they win, Raymundo wins like $800.
$750.
That's awesome. You can also hedge at any time, meaning you can cash out if they're winning.
No, I'm going to keep it. That's the most valuable present so far.
Mike D got Eddie a satin Cowboys jacket.
Love it.
S, because the category is S. Abby from Mike D got him a sweater, a speaker, and a Starbucks gift card, which is cool. Raymundo for Amy got her a spa gift card.
Yeah.
And for Morgan, I got her stacks in a sack of singles.
Amazing.
Lots of cash.
A lot of S's there. So now we're here. We got a couple more gifts. First up will be Morgan, who is our head of digital buying for Scuba Steve. Scuba Steve, what do you have in front of you there?
I've got a box here and then a bag. So I've got two gifts set to open up. The first one is the box that I was instructed to open. Nicely wrapped.
Is it heavy?
And that's pretty heavy, yeah. Nicely wrapped. And oh, hopefully this wasn't one of those, like, something inside a box. This is what it is, right? These are, it looks like, Disney Vans for the 100th anniversary. Whoa, these are so cool. Wow, it's got all the bad guys on it, like Jafar and all. And wow, this is so awesome. Dude, this is really, really cool.
It's awesome. Wow. That's really fun to watch Scooby be a kid there for a second.
And it's the 100th anniversary of Disney shoes from Vans.
So it's all the villains, Scuba?
All the villains, yeah. Villain multi. Whoa.
So S for shoes?
Yes. Yeah.
Dang, you nailed that.
Dude, that's really, really cool. And you got my size right, too.
Well, let's see what they look like.
Well, he literally just pulled them out and showed them
the
camera.
I didn't look.
You were on Facebook talking to your cousin.
You weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, bud.
I don't give a crap.
Check the video and post at buybones.com.
I won't look.
Now I'm going to open up the box, or the bag, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, this is so cool. This is like a vintage-looking Orlando Magic sweater.
Oh, pretty cool. That's cool. 1989.
That's very cool.
That's so you, dude.
That's really, really cool. Thank you so much. That's awesome. And you remembered got my size right, where Lunchbox last year got me like kid's size shirts. So that was really nice of you, Morgan.
And Lunchbox complains about people sending wrong sizes up here.
Yeah.
But he literally knows us. What is that?
I literally.
There's more?
And then there's more. Morgan wants me to fly high to space. So she got me some gummies.
Oh.
Like gummy bears? Like,
well, like gummy bears, but for like adults.
But like
fun gummy bears?
Like melatonin?
But like ones you get from the gas station here or from another state?
No, it looks like ones you get from another state that are illegal in the state we live in. So I'm okay with that.
How do we get that here?
No, it's contraband if you ask me.
Okay.
It's okay.
Confiscate it.
All right. There it is. Nice job, Morgan. Yeah. What's the S on that one?
They're called Space Gods.
Yeah.
Is the
line. Wow, that sounds
fun.
What state?
California.
Okay, so they're not illegal.
Oh, yeah.
This is Santa Ana, California, though, is where they made them. So.
Okay, but they're not.
I went into
THC.
A store here and bought them.
Yeah, it's like buying yellow jackets at a gas station.
Okay, we can cover it that way, sure.
No, okay, whatever. Thank you. All right, next, Scuba, if you want to clear your trash out.
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
As we do our, and I'll say this too, we do have this segment plus one more later, but we can't do the segment later because a couple people have timed their gift. I don't know what that means. Those people that timed it are Scuba buying for Lunchbox and Lunchbox buying for Abby.
What on earth?
So,
Can I just say that I the date snuck up on me. So yeah, the gift was supposed to arrive at my house at 6 a.m.
Snuck up on you?
But you've been stressed about
for 3 weeks.
My wife is supposed to deliver it up to the studio. That's why I need more time. It was supposed to arrive at my house at 6 a.m.
Is your wife coming?
Yeah. So
that's if it arrives.
So we're just holding out.
Okay, I'm walking over to.
Oh, Bobby's up.
The hot seat.
Okay.
Who got Bobby?
Amy, was that stressful?
Oh, I saw it. It's big. It's a big present, dude.
Why would it be stressful to get me something?
Not because you can buy anything you want.
Yeah, you have everything in the world.
What?
You want something, you buy it.
Yeah, but it gave me something that is heartfelt then.
Look at how massive that thing is.
Oh, my goodness. It looks like a big picture.
I know what it is.
No, don't do that. We're not doing that.
I know what it is, okay. Too.
We all literally.
Okay.
Then you want to play the game? If he gets it right, you have to like.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's a cutting board.
Oh, my God.
Like a personalized cutting board that says Chef Bones. That he'll never use.
Okay, so this thing is probably huge. 3 feet tall. Goes up to Amy's hips, and it is wrapped in brown paper, and it's taped it's thoroughly taped.
Did you wrap that in?
Yeah.
Wow, good job.
It feels like it's a picture of some sort.
Is it fragile?
What are you looking for, Amy?
Scissors.
Oh, I can get it. More?
No. Amy, get by your mic. We can't hear you.
Okay, it's a picture.
Amy forgot we're on the radio.
Amy just standing in the middle of the room talking.
Maybe, well, because then I was like, well, I kept it in the plastic so it doesn't get scratched or ruined.
What do you see,
while
Bones?
You travel.
Okay, it says Arkansas. I like it, but I don't. What is it exactly?
Do you see? It's a flag. So it's custom made specifically for you.
There's no color.
Arkansas red-ish, like a deep, deep dark red.
That's red. I thought it was black. Oh
no.
My God!
No, it's red. It's red.
The frame is black, but that is like red. I thought can't see that with color. The aesthetic of your new studio or wherever you want to put it at your house or whatever.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's approved by your wife, so it matches a vibe.
So it's a flag of.
Well, they call it a flag, but it's just she can put. Camille.
Like if I go into war, I run with it. Guys, that looks black to me.
I mean, it's a dark red, so you're not far off.
Okay. So my sister had one of those custom made for my house that says "Que Bueno." It's sort of just like that, and I thought,
how good. That's what that means.
Anything, and so I had one custom made with her doing Arkansas letters or to spell Arkansas.
I love it. Thank you very much.
So where's the S in that?
Huh?
What's the S?
Oh, sign. It's a sign.
Or something Bobby will like.
Okay, well, that works.
Caitlin is the one, your wife. I said, shoot. I said, well, I have this flag being made, and I think it will be
perfect. No, you mean sign. You had a sign being made.
And then Caitlin said, that's totally a sign. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you. The other day, I had on some pants, or I had a shirt, and I was like, my green shirt. And everybody was like, no, that's black, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely red.
And you can see red. It does look red to you guys?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a dark red, though. But it's red.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because
it's almost like an Alabama red.
Well, we didn't want a bright red at your house.
And by we, you mean my wife didn't want something that was screaming.
Right, yes.
Well, thank you very much. That is awesome. All right, we have these gifts, and we have two more gifts to come, which we'll get to in a few minutes, where Lunchbox thinks Scuba's getting him a snake.
I mean, I'm just dreading it.
That'd be cool.
And then Lunchbox has a gift for Abby. That his wife is bringing up.
Oh, boy.
It was supposed to arrive at my... It said delivery by 6 a.m. this morning, so...
Well, you really timed that terribly.
I told you, it snuck up on me, man.
We have had this bid out for like a month and a half.
I know, but you get busy on life.
And every year, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Got it. Like you go home, you know, and you forget about work, and you... Oh, man.
Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you, Amy. It's awesome. All right, hold on. It's the grand finale. Lunchbox bought a gift for Abby because... He drew her name?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, you drew her name for me, but yes.
So looking back, everything has to be an S. That was the theme. Eddie bought Raymundo a sports betting slip. The Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. Mike D bought Eddie a satin Cowboys jacket. Abby bought Mike D a sweater, a speaker, and a Starbucks gift card. Raymundo bought Amy a spa gift card. I bought Morgan stacks and stacks of cash and a sack.
Oh.
Yeah. Amy bought me a really cool...
sign.
Yeah, Arkansas sign.
Yeah.
Custom
and
flag.
Morgan bought Scuba some shoes and some space
gummies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all's up. But we have two remaining. Are you guys ready?
Here we go.
So Lunchbox made us wait, and I don't know why, but he has a gift for Abby, which we drew this naturally, is all organically. We hate it for her that this happened, yeah, but you could surprise us with a really lovely gift.
Exactly. You guys gave me a hard time because I gave her Singing for Dummies a couple years ago, and I said, listen, I got to go big. I got to do something for Abby that makes her year.
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's what I did.
Okay. Then what do we do?
You want me to go get it?
Yeah.
I don't like that it's not in front of me. I don't like that. That's what makes me nervous.
Well, I couldn't wrap it.
You couldn't wrap it?
No, I told you it came last minute.
Oh, okay.
It came last minute, so I didn't get wrapped.
I feel like it's going to be like a stripper.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God.
Like something.
Oh my God. That would be hilarious. That'd be terrible. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Let's go. Bring in my present.
Bring in my present.
My heart's pounding right now. I don't like this.
All right, the door's opening. It is Santa.
Oh my God. Oh my
God. Oh my God.
Oh, it is. Oh my God.
Hey, Santa.
It's a stripper Santa.
This can't happen. This is not happening.
Stop.
Oh my God. It's a Santa Claus.
What's up, Santa?
Hey, Santa. Oh,
what do you have in your bag?
Keep going over there.
Why is he limping?
Why does Santa?
What? Oh, God.
You know why he's limping.
That's Abby.
What you got in the bag there?
What's he doing?
He's bending over.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Right now. This is ridiculous. Oh,
he's
gosh.
He's got a speaker up on the...
Hey. Oh, he's like a little Santa.
He's stretching. Santa's stretching.
Not real.
Right now. Whoa. It's like... Darren's dance grooves. Oh.
Is this Magic Mike?
Yeah. Oh, now he's doing flips. Oh, he's doing flips.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, he's taking his belt. Okay, now he's undoing his belt.
Yeah, oh, Santa he's pulling his belt off. Oh, no. What is happening? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Hey, Santa.
I got a feeling this ain't the real Santa, guys.
This is not the real thing.
Oh, he's climbed up near Abby's legs.
He smells like cologne.
Wow.
Like really strong cologne.
All right, Santa is... Oh, Santa is grinding on Abby. Oh, wow.
Oh, my, oh my God. Okay.
Oh, oh, he's opening his shirt.
Oh,
Santa has big muscles.
Holy.
I'm not even going to lie.
He has abs. Okay.
Santa's muscles are massive.
Yeah, they are. Okay. You don't have to take the pants off.
Okay.
You keep the pants off.
Santa, Santa is going to town. Oh, wow.
Abby,
Santa's doing
do
gymnastics.
Thing. I was
going to. Wow. Santa's still got the beard on, but I got a feeling he ain't old. Oh, he flipped. Whoa. Santa did a flip.
Oh, no.
Amy's freaking out now.
He scared Amy.
Okay.
Oh, God. Look.
Santa is now shirtless in...
He definitely has muscles for Santa.
Abby's breathing hard. Oh, Santa does a trick. All right.
He's scared.
Santa is rolling on the ground now.
Okay.
Santa's got his butt in Abby's face.
Right there. I'm not he's like on my lap.
All right.
Bones, the play-by-play is awesome, dude.
Well, I need our list. Oh, the pants are down.
Okay.
And he's got underwear on, and he is bouncing his butt.
Wow, how do you do that?
Santa's bouncing. Oh, he's back up. You better not look. You better not cry.
I'm telling
okay.
you
what. Abby, how you feeling?
You know, like awkward. It's
yeah.
a little awkward right now. I'm not looking at Santa. Like, his face is covered by his beard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I got a feeling that's not the real Santa.
It's not. But it's definitely not Santa.
Oh,
he just grabbed my hand. Okay,
I feel
Santa.
Like Santa... I feel like I'm pregnant.
Oh, he's going to Bobby now. Uh-oh.
My face is so red.
Oh, it's your turn.
Santa... I just get jealous. I don't even get... I mean, I'm just like, dang, he must work out.
I can't. Oh, my God.
All right.
I don't know what to do.
Oh.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. It's not my gift.
He's putting something in his butt.
$100 bill. $100 bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if it's $100, here, come over.
What? He's working in front of me
I'll
now.
I'll get it.
All right.
Wait, is it $100? Can I get it?
He does smell good, though.
He does. Yeah, no, he's ripped, dude. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what do you eat? That's like,
yeah, what cologne like, is that?
Like, what walk me through your meal plan, buddy. Okay.
How long is this
going? How far is he going to go?
How long is the gift?
I think Lunchbox paid for one song.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
Santa.
Wow.
There he is.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Santa. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Ho, ho, ho. And you're next.
All right. Everybody, big round of applause for Santa.
Santa. Okay.
Thanks, Santa.
Nice work, man.
Wow.
Wow. Oh,
Merry Christmas, Abby.
Merry Christmas.
That's not the Santa I remember.
Hey, Abby's flustered.
Hey, Abby.
I don't... Yeah.
Abby, what do you have to say?
Well, that's a lot. There was a lot of muscle next to me. Like,
hey, how great was that present?
Was it great or was that awkward for me?
I'm looking at you and Abby, I see greatness.
You do?
I see greatness in your eyes. It was borderline, but I think that's a pretty good present for you. And heck, I'm a little motivated to go to the gym. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
Santa was ripped.
I mean,
yeah. How do you hire that?
I just got to Google, man.
What did you Google?
Male strippers.
But that had
and
to
you
be,
said wear a Santa suit?
And I told him wear a Santa suit. He said, no problem.
That's probably expensive.
That was a good Santa suit.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
It wasn't cheap, man.
Yeah, because he's
that was an expensive
like a,
present.
That's good. Abby. Look at her.
I just don't know. It's weird. It's weird to me.
Look at
that
her.
I'm just up here and well, you guys watching that.
It's weird. Oh, but you would have liked
it's
to be on here.
Party yeah. Where everybody's like, yeah. It's just like me up here.
Like, so would you like us to leave? And
now a confession. That stripper was Ray.
It was not Ray.
Okay.
I did see his face for a second.
Abby.
Oh, I looked really cringe.
How do you feel, Abby?
I don't know. Was that real? Like, that was a real gift.
That was real.
Yeah.
Why do you keep giggling?
I don't know.
Okay, there she is, Abby, everybody.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I still got paid.
And what was the S for? Stripper.
No.
Or Santa.
Santa the stripper.
Sexy. Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
See, she yells sexy.
I called it, though.
Abby,
I didn't think you really would.
Great job, Abby. You did a good job sitting there and enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You handled that well.
Thank you, Abby.
Good. That was weird.
All right, Abby, yay. Okay. Yay. All right, Abby, you can get up. We have one more gift.
I'm going to go.
She doesn't want to get up.
Hey, real talk.
Is he still here?
Santa took my 100.
That was your 100?
Yeah, it's like the fake 100 that I have up here.
Oh, it's fake though. Who cares?
Yeah, man.
I got to pay him
I'll
though.
I'll get it.
He's going to spend it and go to jail.
Yeah, it's counterfeit.
Oh, my God.
Did you pay him already? I think he left.
What?
Did you pay him already?
No.
Oh. Are you pulling cash out?
Yeah.
Dude, look at that cash.
Tell me that wasn't worth it. That was hilarious.
He already left. You gotta text him.
Oh, you already left?
Just follow the music. The music was still going. Did you hear it? All the
Chase
way to the parking
the music.
Lot.
Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
Let's get Lunchbox to pay the sexy Santa stripper, and then we will. Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's almost here. The Knicks anniversary sale starts this Thursday, May 9th at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. So, mark your calendar this Thursday, May 9th, for the Knix anniversary sale. Get 30% off all leak-proof underwear, shapewear, activewear, and more. It only happens once a year at knix.com. That's knix.com. Don't miss this.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. All right, last gift, and Lunchbox is going to the hot seat. We've been doing our Christmas gift giving all day.
It's been a great day.
It has been
a great day.
It's been a wild day.
I love it.
So yeah. Lunchbox is in the hot seat.
Oh, here we
He's
go.
He's getting a gift from Scuba Steve.
Oh, my God, I'm not doing
Scuba Steve is blindfolding Lunchbox right now.
Interesting.
This is the final gift of the day. Abby, how you doing in there after your gift?
I'm still sweating.
How's
I'm sweating.
Doing? I can't hear
I need, like, to change my sweater because I'm sweating.
I can't see. Sweat.
Good sweat, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's because
yeah.
It was steaming?
Uh-huh. It was pretty steamy, sure actually.
Got me
it.
Too.
Steamy Santa.
Me too.
Scuba is tying me up like this is a...
Okay, Lunchbox now is double blindfolded. The theme is S. All the gifts are S. Scuba Steve is now... Can I say what you're doing, Scuba, or no?
It's fine, yeah.
He's taping something to Lunch's shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh.
And he put things... Don't grab anything, Lunchbox. He, like, put things all across Lunchbox's lap, like some sort of paper.
Okay, I'm bringing it in.
I already can feel what they are.
Now, this person, or this thing, has been featured all over the world.
Your microphone's not on.
Oh.
No, it is. Yeah, go ahead.
All over the world. This is a big deal.
He has been in movies, films, in the wild. You've seen him anywhere and everywhere. And now Lunchbox gets to meet this face-to-face for the first time in the history of his life.
Okay. Oh
my God. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, what an intro.
Yeah. It's Santa again?
All over the world, he said.
It's sexy Santa.
It better not be a snake. I'm going to freaking lose it.
All right, okay. Coming in the studio now. Oh, he brought... Oh, wow, he's the lottery. Oh, I recognize that person from...
Oh, that's awesome. He's going to love this.
You better get
that's all. That's almost too nice. What are you doing? Like, why are you squirming?
Because I think it's a snake. See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's a snake. It's a massive snake. Why are you... Dude, you're gonna pull all the TVs down. Dude.
He's cursing. He's cursing.
That ain't good. That ain't good.
That's a massive snake. What kind of snake is that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I can't hear her. Lunchbox.
I don't care.
This is a red-tailed boa constrictor, yeah. And funny enough,
oh my God.
He is not the biggest snake that I work with.
Oh, God.
So
he's looking at me.
Hey, Lunch, I need you in the camera.
Lunchbox, I can't get near that sucker.
So he's actually only about 5.5 feet, maybe 20 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Females of this species, though, they get anywhere about 9 to 12 feet and about 60, 80 pounds. So he's... Oh. On the smaller side.
It's wrapped around her waist a couple times. It's
yeah,
a,
yeah, you know
oh, yeah.
They are.
How what?
Quick they are.
How quick are they, Lunchbox?
Real quick, fool.
Do you think it could get to you?
So,
yeah.
So with these guys, they're found in the rainforest of South America. And a good rule of thumb about all snakes is they can only eat something as big as the widest part of their body. So I'm perfectly safe. I'm too big to be food.
So you could hold it, Lunchbox.
No, I cannot.
You,
if you're
you should.
Brave enough to come up
no,
and touch
I'm not brave
it,
enough.
You
I
can
not
come
it.
Up and touch
no,
it.
This is not a present.
Can I touch it?
This is
to
not
it,
a present.
That's totally fine.
Can I touch it?
Yeah,
okay?
You can come over and touch
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
So Enrique is actually about 9 years old. He was born at the Nashville Zoo. He's used to being in front of large crowds.
He's making a move. Well, I can't help it.
Yeah, they probably sense that tension.
I mean, he's thick.
Oh, that's what she said.
Recommending that you stop being so loud and just man up and touch it.
No, I'm good, man.
Like, it's your gift, Lunchbox.
It's the worst present ever. Like,
this is a meet and greet.
Like, at the zoo, I don't even go in that room. Like, I don't go in that little part.
The snake room, the reptile room.
I don't do that.
We do know that a lot of people don't like snakes, and that's totally okay. We do have to appreciate, though, that they keep us healthy because they eat a lot of rodents and pests that carry a lot of bacteria that make us sick. And unfortunately, this reaction is actually a learned behavior. So most kids, they see adults losing their mind when a snake comes near. And so they actually start mimicking the adults whenever they see them.
So your parents are the problem with the children.
Yeah, so don't ruin your kids. They should be able to experience this.
My kids like them. They like them. I did not learn this from anybody but myself.
And that's okay. So
this is not a learned behavior.
He can't even look at the snake.
No, I can't. I don't like when its tongue goes like I'm about to eat you.
What he's doing is he's actually smelling. Snakes use their tongue to smell.
Yeah.
So they don't use their nose to smell.
He can smell the fear.
They can.
Bones, look at her. She's.
I'm not Bones.
I mean,
her body language is having an adult conversation, trying to teach Lunchbox, and he will not even turn. It's like my dog when it pees and won't look at me because I know it peed.
Gosh, it is moving.
So it is a pretty common reaction. We always try to have people maybe like appreciate snakes a little bit more.
They got a bad rap.
One thing that we always do talk about at the zoo is it's always to have a snake in your yard than a mouse in your house. The only reason that a snake might attempt to bite somebody is if they smell food. So as long as you're not like holding rats or
chili.
Having mice and rats in your pocket, you're good.
I see you telling
or
me to close right?
If they sense danger. So as long as you like keep your distance and stay calm and walk the other direction, snakes are generally not going to do anything to you.
How do you, I mean, it's
Lunchbox
so easy.
He blindfolded Lunchbox and put rats in his shirt.
Calm. It's like someone pulls a gun. Hey, it's like.
Check in your front pocket, Lunchbox.
Someone pulls a gun on you. Stay calm. It's like, no, I can't stay calm.
Okay. Well, what a gift.
Wow.
This is the worst
thing I got
ever.
Two other things, too.
Okay, well, that's great. I just want the snake to freak out. I did a bunch of stuff with snakes in Costa Rica, so I know like a bit on.
He is
no,
really
no jerks
relaxed
or jumps.
Right now. He does a lot of our school programs, so he does like school assemblies with like 400 loud children. So he's used to activity and stuff like that. So he's a rock star.
Yeah, let me tell you.
And you're not going to pet it at all?
No.
It's your gift.
No.
It's Christmas.
No, man, if I touch it, I'll freeze.
This Christmas, he got you a snake. Thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you.
Yes. Snake's got a raw deal in life because we've signed.
Well, I got a raw deal. I got a snake as a present.
He's got you
I got the worst
things.
Present
other
of all
too.
Time.
He got you other things.
But this also is, I guess, a little bit of payback for all of the Christmases that have happened every year, even before my time, where I heard he was a sourpuss, gave bad gifts. So I figured this was one little sting, but I gave you some other nice things as well, too.
Well, thank you very much for coming up from the Nashville Zoo. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Thank you, guys.
I cannot believe you walk around with that on your waist. That'll strangle
you. Well, who are you talking to? Because you're looking at the wall.
Why are you leaning away from her?
He hasn't been able to stand up.
I am looking for an exit.
Okay, well, head on out.
All right.
Okay.
He's frozen.
That's where the snake's going.
Go ahead.
Just drop it. Okay.
Never. Go over here.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. I don't even want to clap. Let's make Livis life.
Yeah, let's not clap.
Thank you very much for coming. From
we can
we
do
really appreciate that.
Little snaps.
Yeah, we can do. Sure. Spirit fingers. Spirit fingers.
Thank you.
Bye, Enrique.
Bye, Enrique.
Bye, Enrique.
Bye, Enrique. Bye, Valemos.
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 Happy holidays.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! I'm firing hard and quick. I got good ones, man. Lamborghini started as a tractor company in 1948. Lamborghini, a tractor company. They never even did a car until 63.
Really? That must have been a fast tractor, huh?
The doors kept lifted up from the sides. Yeah. Did you know that, Lunchbox, how much you love Lamborghinis?
I did not know that. That's crazy.
There was an organization called BADD, B-A-D-D, in the 80s. Now, this is a real organization. Do you guys know what it stood for?
No.
No.
BADD. BADD. Bros.
Big.
Big.
It stood for Bothered About Dungeons and Dragons because parents believed Dungeons and Dragons was evil, satanic, and corrupting their children.
Mm. Oh.
It was a real organization. Because that's what they believed. And finally, I told you I was going. So back when the Constitution was made, the original Constitution, the U.S. vice president was given to whomever lost the presidential race. So if like it'd be like Joe Biden and Trump would be his vice president or Trump with Hillary Clinton as his vice president.
Oh.
That was originally it until the 12th Amendment. And that changed that.
And they got to
pick
their
own person.
Hmm.
Pretty crazy, huh?
That's crazy.
The Lamborghini, though. That's
I like
crazy.
That.
That's very crazy. All right, that's mine. Amy, go.
So, did you know that camels don't store water in their humps?
No, they do.
No, they don't. I feel like...
Why would you argue with her when she has the information right here?
I'll just send her.
Okay, good. I like that. Go.
I feel like we think that they do. I always thought that, but I was playing a little trivia game and learned that they store fat in their humps. Their water is stored in their blood. Huh. And they can drink up to 20 gallons of water in one time.
What do they do with that fat?
So it's a reserve for when they need to do that. Like if they haven't been able to eat or whatever. And then
they eat their hump instead of drink it?
Well, their body, it's stored there as a reserve to use it. And the body starts to use the fat
as
it needs to. So the hump may even go down a little bit when it's, you know, starting to pull from that.
I like it. It's like my belly.
The fat that's in your belly.
Yeah.
So when I really need to burn something, it comes from there.
You got some extra.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Back in the day, the English and the Dutch, when someone would get news of good health, they would all celebrate by drinking urine.
Hey!
Hear, hear!
Who's?
I guess each other's or your own. I don't know. It just says.
I feel like that's an important detail.
The English and Dutch, when they would get good news of someone's health, they would all get together and drink urine.
All right. Eddie?
In Japan, there's a tradition for Christmas. And that's to go eat KFC. Is that crazy? It's like what they do in Christmas. We're going to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, get chicken. And it's so popular that they have to order their chicken 2 months in advance.
Wow, on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
All right, Morgan.
So if you ever find yourself on the planet Venus, one day there is longer than an entire year on Earth.
Why?
Because the sun rotation is different there.
Oh.
So if you find yourself up there.
One day there. Oh, because of the sun.
Yeah, the sun rotation.
Got it. So the time is still the same, but for a calendar day, for the
sunlight.
Got it. I was really trying to do the math there.
Me too.
Didn't need to do the math. It's just the sun. Oh, good.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay!
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tampa, Florida. Police got a call about a guy walking around apartment complexes opening car doors. They're like, oh, can you describe the guy? Yeah, he's about 5 feet 11. He's got a white shirt on that says, I just got out of prison. I mean, that's hilarious.
They give him that shirt, or is that like something he
Yeah,
bought?
No, when you check out, you get that.
No, I think probably maybe his family gave him that shirt maybe when he got home. I just got out of prison and made him easy to identify.
So they arrested him and he's wearing the shirt?
Yeah, it says, I just got out of prison. Well, guess what, man?
You're going back.
Oh, right. Wow. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
If you missed the show earlier this week, I have a really bad sinus infection that was so bad it got into my teeth and my ear. And I've been on steroids and I've been on antibiotics. And I'm doing okay. Like, I'm doing, in the x-ray, there's only one cavity. The other one's completely blocked
off. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy, but I'm starting to feel a little better. But I hear a lot of you guys now.
Yeah. Mike's coughing a bunch.
Mike's coughing. Mike's got a little dirty cough.
You guys do sound gross.
Amy's been sniffling a lot.
Morgan's been sick. What's happening with you, Morgan?
Oh, so I keep having this random, like, pain in my throat. Like, you would think that I'm swallowing glass shards.
Oh, no.
And it comes randomly. It's happened 3 times in the last,
so
like, 6 months.
So it's not like a cough. It's
no.
In 6 months?
3 times in the last 6 months. So, like, in random. It's not, like, something that's consistent. It's not, like, a sinus infection. I just will, all of a sudden, it will overcome me, and I have shards of glass in my throat.
Somebody WebMD that, because they're usually right on.
Okay. Well, I was coming to Dr. Bobby.
Yeah, but Dr. Bobby walks out of the room and goes, WebMD. And then comes back in and is like, here's what I think it is.
I feel like that's what all doctors do.
Man, that's, and it's not a sore throat. It doesn't feel like a sore throat.
No, and it just comes on, like, it will be there for like 2 hours and then
it just
goes away.
Oh, it's not even like 2 days.
No, it's like 2 hours and then it's gone.
Like an ulcer or something. It's fat.
Yeah. Huh. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm having something that's like activating anything.
Some kind of acid reflux maybe?
It says if you feel a small glass shard lodge in your throat, it is important to seek medical attention immediately.
Well, no, we need to know.
It always says that.
What is
that's
it
what
though?
We're doing. We're seeking medical attention by getting on WebMD.
I've never had my tonsils out.
But it's just weird. It would be like so acute.
Random.
Sorry, Q. I was going to say Q.
It could be strep throat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like, not 6 months.
Not 6 months.
Yeah.
Same exact spot?
Same spot. It's like my whole throat. It's like almost like I'm having an allergic reaction and then it turns into glass shards.
Oh, tonsillitis.
But for 6 months and randomly?
The random part is what's throwing me because you would think it would just...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a food allergy. Something she eats is making it happen.
Yeah, but I don't think I've had anything consistent like those 3 times.
Now,
it's not
next time it happens,
related.
You need to write down like everything you did that day.
Do you act extra fussy when this happens?
No.
Are you in a baby website?
The baby fusses.
It's called cedarsinai.org.
A picture of a baby on it.
It's called cedarsinai.org. I'm sorry. I thought they would know.
What's it say that she has then?
Tonsillitis.
What did you Google? I'm going to do GAT.
I said... Feels like shards of glass when swallowing for 2 hours.
Give her a passy.
Do you miss your mom at times?
Glass feeling in throat.
She's allergic to breast milk.
You wake up in the morning looking for mom.
Sporadically. Man, this sounds... the most common symptom of tonsillitis is a sore throat, but it's not.
Thank you.
It's not consistent.
No, it's not consistent. It's not a sore throat.
So no, thank you.
Okay, here's one. Why do I randomly feel something sharp in my throat? This is the first thing that comes up after you Google that. Glossopharyngeal ninglaria.
Yeah,
that sounds
serious. That was the next one.
It's a rare condition that can cause sharp stabbing or shooting pain in the throat, in the back of the tongue, or the middle ear. The pain occurs along the pathway of that nerve, which is located deep in the neck.
But, like, how would I have just developed that randomly?
Yeah, it's a small blood vessel that presses on the nerves as they exit the brain stream.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a mental
brain stem.
Thing.
Not stream.
Oof. Here we go. These could trigger them. Drinking cold liquids.
Oh.
Well, great. Can't drink water.
Chewing. Oh, my God.
Okay, oh, no.
Can't eat.
Swallowing.
Can't breathe.
Sneezing or coughing. Clearing the throat. Touching the gums. Yeah.
So, don't survive?
Generally, only one side of the head is affected by GPN. Is it middle throat?
It's like my whole throat. Like if I swallow, I feel it all over.
Oh, so it's not on just one side?
No.
This disorder is rare with less than one case reported per 100,000 people in the United States. It's adult.
Maybe you need to
There's
go to
no apparent cause.
Yeah, you could have an abscessed or impacted tooth.
No.
I don't have those. I just
you
went,
could
I
have,
just
oh, wait, wait. Oh, this one.
Surgical
says,
procedure. Trauma due to a surgical procedure.
Possible causes. Mouth cancer, throat cancer.
Lovely.
Esophageal cancer.
What's that third
Esophageal.
One?
Esophageal.
That's it.
Like the esophagus.
There is...
That's not good.
So this is what I'm going to go ahead and officially diagnose it as this. So you need to go to your doctor.
ASAP.
That's good. Yeah.
So no boppy.
Glosso. No, no. This I'm sending you to a specialist.
Got it.
I'm more of a general doctor about letters. But glossopharyngeal neurology. Yeah. You don't eat meat at all.
No, I don't eat meat. And I don't know. It could be an allergic reaction.
Maybe it's gotten worse.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's gotten worse.
She only has days to live?
Yeah, well, type 1 herpes simplex virus causes it to hurt.
Definitely.
Oh, no.
But that would be a longer.
I'm pretty confident.
That would be a longer one, though. That would be like, it wouldn't be like for a second.
Well, don't we all have herpes?
Oh, wait a minute. Amy,
you speak for yourself, girl.
Amy, what?
Hey, everybody, Merry Christmas.
Wow.
We're
going to see you. What are we like Monday?
Amy, people are listening.
It's a dormant, like everybody has a certain.
Amy, that's your life, man.
Hey, everybody, thank you. Bye, everybody. Oh, the Bobby Bones Show.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.